Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Benita. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how may I help you?
Yes, I would like to find out if I qualify for unemployment.
If you qualify for employment?
Yeah, to apply for unemployment benefits.
Okay, and how long have you been out of work?
I was on the 29th of January.
Okay, and how long did you work?
I worked straight from the institution. Let me see, 15, November 15, so 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Yes, about 6-7 years.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. And may I have your social?
My social is 752-059722.
752-059722.
Correct.
Okay. And have you filed a claim before?
I never put a claim, ever.
And your first name?
Elton. E-L-T-O-N.
E-L-T-O-N. And a middle initial?
It's E-L-T-O-N. Elton. Uh-huh.
And
middle initial C, as
C.
in Charlie.
Okay. And your last name?
D'Souza. D-E-S-O-U-S-A.
D-E-S-O-U-S-A?
That's correct.
And your date of birth? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Your date of birth?
My date of birth is February 26, 1982.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English. It's fine.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm not.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I did not.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
A bachelor's.
And your mother's maiden name?
Santos.
S-A-N-T-O-S?
Uh-huh.
And do you have driver's license?
I do.
And what state issued those?
Alabama.
And your driver's license number?
Oh, just a second. Let me get that one. Just give me 1 second. I'm on the phone with the labor department. Can you close that door over there? Okay, license number 1001-9977.
1001-9977.
Correct.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama,
yes,
or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. And the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would prefer direct deposit. I do have a checking account.
Okay, and may I have your routing number?
Just a minute. I'll have to find that one out. Let's this year. Okay, routing number is 06-2203-751.
Okay, 06-2203-751.
03751,
And your account number?
Account number is 10-10-21-94-93-921.
Okay, that's 10-10-219-493-921.
Correct.
And your address?
My address is 4386 South County Road 33, Ashford, Alabama 36312.
And what was that zip code?
36312.
Okay. And is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And your phone number with air code first?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Your phone number with area code first.
Sure. 708-267-9139.
Okay. And do you have an email address?
I do.
Okay, and that email address?
e_desouza@hotmail.com.
Spell that DeSouza. D-E.
D-E-S-O-U-S-A at hotmail.com.
Okay.
Now, how does the process work?
Okay, we will... file your claim, and it will take 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
What color is your 1987 Dodge Colt? Black, blue, green, or maroon?
I don't have a Dodge. You said a Dodge car?
A Dodge Colt.
I don't have one.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Opelika, Enterprise, Tuscaloosa, or Dothan?
Dothan.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 320 R. Thompson Road, 411 Tunbury Circle, 420 Stonewall Street, 507 Broad Street.
320 R. Thompson Road.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last day worked?
Well, the 29th of January.
Of this year?
Of this year, 2022.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Emotionally? No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I can work. Yes.
Do you work for yourself on a business or your corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I have not.
Have you applied for receiving workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say no more than 30 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$20 an hour.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, not to return.
And what was your job description?
Pastor.
A what?
A pastor of a church. A clergy, I guess.
Pastor?
Uh-huh. That's my title. Uh-huh.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I am seeking, looking into my current occupation, yes.
Okay. And who was your employer?
Gulf State Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Gulf State.
A Gulf, like the Mexican Gulf, Gulf of Mexico, States Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
And their address?
Let me find it here. Atlanta Highway, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
10633 Atlanta Highway.
Uh huh.
Montgomery.
Uh huh.
And what was the zip code?
36117.
Okay.
Now, how does the process work? I would like to know, if you don't mind me to ask.
Okay. What we take all your information, and then the Department of Labor will get in contact with your employer.
Okay.
And then they make a decision.
They make a decision from there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Okay, and that's in, you said that's in Montgomery?
Yeah, that's in Montgomery. They will, because when you work for an organization, the reason why I ask is that when we work for that organization, he already sent me an email and communicate that January 29 was my last day of work. And but I think they have not approved on their committee, which they will approve tomorrow. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay. I mean, yeah, they have to agree to you getting unemployment.
I see.
Okay. And what is your phone? What is their phone number with air code first?
Okay. My phone number with their
Their phone number.
Yeah. It's 334-272-7493.
Okay. And what date did you start there?
I start there on was January. I can't remember the day, I believe it was the first, but it was January 2019, is that right? And yeah, January 2019, and my last day was January 29, 2022.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any falling pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I expect to receive my last a check for the because their cycle is every 10th of the month. So I think I have 2 weeks still to receive from the month of January.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Pension, you're saying?
A pension.
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
They have not clearly disclosed why they are terminating me. But they chose to terminate me on January 29th.
So you don't know why?
I'm not sure. No. And there is... Go ahead.
Okay. We have to select a reason why. And the name of the person who discharged you?
They say, well, what they said, it was my leadership style, it's not in harmony with the leadership from the organization. That's what they told me.
And the name of the person who discharged
they
you?
They don't like my leadership style. That's what it is. Huh?
And the name and the title of person who discharged you?
That was the president of the Gulf States Conference. His name is Brian Denise.
Brian, what is the last name?
Denise, D-E-N-E-S-E, I believe.
Okay. They didn't like your style of the way you led?
Of leadership, yes. That's what they said.
Did you have any prior warnings?
No prior warnings whatsoever.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem?
I tried to conversate with them and ask for some time that I was that I would try to find a job within the same organization. But they, at first, they told me that they were going to give me 2 months' salary with benefits that I could find another employment in this within the same organization within the letter of recommendation. But then on February 2nd, they sent me a document by email and a document by mail following February 5th or 6th, can't remember, that calls release of agreement. And no, what's my call? The name of I'll get you the name here. Just a minute. I want to be as accurate as possible. Here, let me find the name of the document here. Okay, Gulf States Conference of Seventh-day Adventist Separation Agreement and Release. And on that email, they say that it's contingent. The 2 months paid is contingent upon me signing this document of separation agreement and release. And I didn't know that was contingent. The document says that I'm signing voluntarily without coercion, but I feel that I'm being pressed by signing this document. So I'm not planning to sign a document.
Okay, your PIN number is 2282. You need to write that down.
Just a minute. My PIN number is
2282.
82. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/vosnet. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Hold up. Let me write it down.
1-800-752-7389.
752-7389.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains.
But that is all after I get approved by, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer okay. will be contacted regarding your separation.
Who will be contacting me regarding the separation?
Your employer.
Okay.
We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I do. Is there another department that deals with situations like if I feel I'm being fired, wrongfully fired or terminated, is there a department that I can talk to?
I would wait
wrongfully terminated. Mm-hmm.
I would wait till you get your decision back.
Okay, you're saying by tomorrow, right?
No, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Understood.
It takes.
But is there a department that I can call in?
Just
from the labor.
Just to complain about you've been wrongfully terminated.
Terminated. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would wait to see if you got approved.
Okay. Okay.
And go from there first.
Okay. Understood.
Unless you just want to go ahead and, because they're going to do some investigation. They're going to contact your employer anyway once you, this claim has been filed.
Uh-huh.
They're going to contact your employer anyway.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, we
All
do
right.
thank
well,
you for...
there's one more thing. There's one more thing that I'd like to mention that you probably should have on the record. Because since this is a non-for-profit organization, they do have executive committee, and there's a committee tomorrow that will make a decision, and I will appeal for the decision tomorrow. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I have an appointment tomorrow at 10, I believe, 10, 11, and I will be appealing for the decision, and I don't know what's going to happen, what will be the outcome of it.
Okay.
So just in case, you know, I don't want this to interfere on the approval of anything.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you. You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Okay.
Have a great one.